Farmers look for diversity. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox. You know, many Tennessee farmers continue to look for new enterprises to help keep their farms viable, and Coffee County young farmer Jamie Weaver and his father Ray are hoping their commitment to establishing a grape vineyard on their land 3 years ago will soon start paying off.
It's a whole different deal than growing corn and soybeans. When you do grapes, you got to look down the road a lot longer. It's just not a 1 year and done deal. You mess things up 1 year and you're done with row crops. But the grapes is it's been a very learning process. I've had to do a lot of research, a lot of talking, figuring out what to do.
Jamie Weaver says they've put in a lot of time to get to this point where they're just a couple of weeks away from their first harvest of their grapes. The Weavers also have a swine and cattle operation along with row crops of corn and soybeans, and they raise sweet corn and pumpkins. And now they're counting on their 12-acre vineyard as another cash crop.
And our grapes will be marketed through Beans Creek Winery in Manchester. We're very fortunate. When we started everything talking before we planted our first grape, we had our grapes sold to them when they started producing. So that is the main thing that's really a positive part, that when we produce the grapes, we know we have a market for them.
Weaver says they have about four varieties they're trying, and again, it's an all-new experience for this traditional farm family, but they're hoping to have fresh grapes in August.
They've been a lot more work than we bargained for, but we thought we was going to do. It's a lot of weed. Trying to keep bare ground under vines is a challenge. And keeping them pruned with everything else we got going on, it's a lot of work.
And Weaver says just like with his other crops, the grapes are dependent on adequate rainfall, and they're hoping for a yield of at least 2 tons an acre. And this first year or so, harvest will be by hand, but they hope to eventually have a mechanical harvester. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.